Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Beautiful, but beautiful Tuesday. Could have been doing anything else. You chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're totally grateful. So we are coming to you live on Facebook Live tonight as well as on the air. So if you're dialed in, 929-477-2178. Hey, everybody that's joining us on Facebook Live. We are here live on the radio as well as on Facebook Live. So we're going to, tonight's topic is testimony time. It's Testimony Tuesday. And, you know, God is just so faithful, and I just love him so, because this was not my topic tonight. About right around 2 hours ago, he said, we're shifting things. And don't you know how good he is? He's so beautiful. So tonight's topic is testimony time. So any of you can share a testimony, whether you want to do it through Facebook Live, you want to dial into the radio show and actually share on the radio, because that one is recorded, and we'll be able to listen back. The people will be able to listen back. Hi, everyone, as you're joining. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and we're every Tuesday night empowering, encouraging. Hey, Miss Eddie, we're empowering, encouraging, and just uplifting people, motivating, and pushing them to their purpose and passion. I am a purpose midwife. I walk in a strong gifting of exhortation. That's just who I am. I don't even do it. That's who God has called me to be. But, you know, I just give God praise because, again, tonight's topic is not going to be what I'm doing. But before we jump into the topic, I want to thank our sponsors for tonight. I am one of the hosts of the Santa Jubilee event coming up this coming Sunday. Go out on event as well as I have tickets available now for the event. It is this coming Sunday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults. Get in free. They're going to have a Santa Claus there to take pictures with the kids. You're going to have different vendors there with your purchase things. And they're going to be giving out free toys and things of that nature. The address is the Dorn Center, 3201 Atlanta Industrial Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. So y'all come on out and get your tickets. Like I said, I have some available. You can inbox me, find out about it. Or you can go on any event and look at the Santa Jubilee. I'm telling you, we have a ball out there. My co-host is Miss Joyce, Joyce White of Faith Walk, which is actually live on her show right now too. But we give God praise that we're not in competition. We collaborate. She and I do that. You're not in competition when you understand who you are and what you walk in. There are some people that she can reach out to and vice versa. Nine from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are only $5. Your kids getting free. We're going to be giving out free toys, pictures with Santa, all kind of wonderful, wonderful vendors. And then we have Jasmine House having their annual open heart event coming up December 22nd. Now, that is a little bit later than we normally do here. Look for people to give tape, wrapping paper, people gifts. That's always neat for that. That's December 22nd. That is going to be from 11:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. If you guys know any families in need and they're in the Atlanta area or surrounding areas, have them reach out to the Jasmine House Foundation. They're on Facebook, and their website is jasminefoundation.org. They've partnered up with Toys for Tots. They'll be giving out toys. Again, that's the 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I've been volunteering at this event from the inception, and volunteering with the Jasmine House Foundation, served on the board, and all that good stuff, because it's truly made an impact in the community. And we have the original version. The original version is not a book. It's a manual. It's a life changer. It was written by my spiritual mother, Pastor Zoe, and I'm telling you guys that you can get the copy for $20 or You can get an ebook for $15, but I'm telling you, it is life-changing. The ebooks are available on Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, online outlet. Inspired Jewels, so you get your $5 paparazzi jewelry for Inspired Jewels before the letter U.com. Our other sponsor, Infographics, is still in this special. They have holiday special, including envelopes and cards. You can check them out at APHOGRAF is in Frank, X is an X-ray, Infographics@gmail.com. You can email them, you can inbox them on Facebook or Instagram, or you can call them at 706-489-6416. I think that's everybody. It is. And but not least, y'all know I'm an author as well. And if you want a copy of a book for your children, for me, this is my second child. Her name is Precious Sandra. And this book teaches foundational English and Spanish. You can get a copy of that on your different online outlets, available ebook, as well as the soft cover book. And then on Friday, inside the book, that actually came before the show. So God actually was giving me this assignment, and he was trying to see if I was going to be obedient. So it came out as a book first. He was waking me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage and power and uplift. And so this book is available online as well, or you can get your inbox. And I'll tell you how you get it. It's sell for $12, but I'm going to be selling it for $10 for you guys because I love it. That's our announcement. So we're going to do it to our show. Tonight's show is Testimony Tuesday. And like I said, my topic was totally different. And hello, everybody, as you've joined. Thank you for joining us this evening. My topic was going to be totally different, but the Lord shifted gears. And y'all know what? You know you got to be still enough to hear him. And when he says shift, gears, so you got to do this like that. So tonight's topic is Testimony Tuesday. So I want you guys to share with me what your testimonies, whether you want to dial into the radio show, number is 929-721-7. And you can share your testimony. It could be something simple. It could be something huge. One young lady that really hit my heart, I knew she was in an accident, but I didn't know it had involved the jaws of life. So when I tell y'all, God is so faithful, she walks, she's completely functional. And so this happened years ago. But I'm telling you, you know, you hear Tuesdays. I've done this before, but it's been a while. But the Lord laid it on my heart tonight. It was like, this is what you're doing. So I'm trying to dial in. If you're dialing in through the radio show, 929-477-2178. If you want to come on live on Facebook Live, come on, I'm ready to do it. Say me or whatever, and I'll bring you on. I want to good evening, everybody. But so you can share with us. What's your testimony? What do you want to share with us tonight? My personal testimony, I remember a couple of years back, I was driving back to Georgia from my hometown in South Carolina, and it was when I wasn't speeding. I went out like 55 miles an hour, okay? And the wet road got up under my tires, and I hydroplaned. So here I am in the middle of the drive, just spinning, and I'm screaming. And I got to start saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And, yo, I promise you, it's like a movie. It was, all of the traffic was kept back. And when we stopped in the direction, in the median, but we stopped in the direction that you could actually just continue with your flow of traffic. Now, I was shaking like a leaf at this point, but I give God glory because it was like something in a movie. It was not like something that you could say that happened. It happened to me. And I give him glory. We could have died. Anything could have happened. But the traffic was kept, was held off. Nobody hit us. We were able to get right back on 85 and continue with no problem. When I tell you, I'm grateful. So what is it that you're grateful about that happened for you? It don't even have to be that huge. It could be something small. But I want y'all to share. If you're on the line listening through online, the radio show, press 1. I'm going to bring you guys on live. And if you are on the you're on with Telemissa, and you're on with us on the Facebook Live, and you want to share, say me, or yes, I want to share. So I'm going to go ahead and bring you guys on to share. But I'm telling you guys, this is truly, truly with me, be able to reach people. So Judge, you going to share us tonight? I don't want to put you on the spot. If you want to share, can I bring you on? Or you can just type it in. I see that you have, and I'm with me if you want to. But what is it that you want to share? Like I said, that was just one of my testimonies. That was one that I'll never, ever forget. And like I said, it was like something in a movie. It was something that I would ever say that I would have lived or even lived through. But, you know, God is faithful. He is so awesome. That was like, whoa. I don't have to be spiritual, Judge. Whatever it is. Mine wasn't spiritual. I could have been like, it could have been you're at the place at the right time, you know, and you were just led and something happened for you, or a job opened up and you didn't even know about it. You just walked into it and fell into your lap. Whatever it is, I mean, it's your testimony. What is it? So, anybody want to share? I'm waiting. Oh, also, if you're interested in going to the Founders Jubilee, I do have a ticket that's available. I'll be live with you. Give me a few minutes. Really, Judge? Just say he'll be live in a few minutes. He's going to do a Facebook Live with me. We say you got to do his hair. Y'all, when I tell you this guy is so funny, he is your young Adam Sandler. He has a show, a TV show, online TV show. I think it's Judge Love Tellers because I can't remember, but we just met on Sunday at the networking event. We had a great time. Wanda, thank you so much for that opportunity, meeting all these awesome people, connecting with people that do the same thing you do or doing even greater. And so it was an awesome, awesome time with everybody. And if you guys see, I uploaded so many pictures because I like for you guys to feel like you've been there with us and traveled with us. So if you have a testimony you want to share, just say me, and I'll bring you on if you have a testimony. Welcome, everybody, as you're joining. We are live on Facebook Live, and we are online as normal. But again, tonight's topic was just like, okay, God, we're going to do what you say do. But again, sharing your testimony doesn't have to be anything huge. It's your testimony. So whatever you want to share, say me if you're on Facebook Live, and I'll definitely bring you on. And if you're on the radio, you got to dial 1 for me to know that you're ready to talk. That's 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We want to capture your testimony. The scripture that blessed me as I thought about that thing, I was like, there's a scripture. I went and looked up the scripture. Great evening. Great afternoon to you, Nikki. And it says in Revelation 12:11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And that part right there just hit my spirit because when I was my spirit to share testimonies, I was like, okay. I mean, it could have been like, give another testimony. So I headed to somewhere and I stopped by Aldi. And I was like, why am I stopping by Aldi? And so I went on to Aldi and there was a lady in front. Well, when I was getting to leave, the Lord said, okay, leave now. And I was like, leave now? Okay. So I go out and there's a lady that's in there, and she's a line, older lady, and she had like 12 cans of kidney beans. And I'm like, she must gonna make some chili or something. I've never seen anybody buy that much chili. Kidney beans, but okay. And so when the lady told her amount, she said, well, how much would it be for 6 cans? And it was like I heard the Lord say, that's why you're here. I was like, okay. So I paid for her stuff, and the lady's like, how much did you say 6 was going to be? And the lady looked at her and said, ma'am, she paid all 12 for you. And y'all, the lady had tears in her eyes. And she looked at me and she just hugged me. And I mean, y'all, I'm telling you, there's no amount of money that you can put on just being obedient. I stopped at the store. Didn't understand why I was stopping at the store. Then as I was getting ready, get something else, the Lord said, okay, it's time to go. Time to go? Okay. So I leave and out there for that lady. And her bill went for like $7, but she didn't have $7. And I just give God praise that I was able to be a blessing to her. So it's so much fulfillment to be the one that's receiving. So sometimes being on that giving end, you can just get so much out of it. Share testimony. I share it too. It's somebody else's time. So what y'all want to share? Don't be bashful. I got free tickets for someone that wants to go to the Sound of that Jubilee coming Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, this Sunday. The event is from 2 to 6 p.m. It's at the Montana 3201 Atlanta Industrial Parkway. You're part of that. Person one, if you're on that and you're listening, on the online version to attend. Please look for that person that's wanting to know and look for that person to share their testimony, for that person to share. I tell you, it's such a blessing. You ready? Okay, so Judge is ready now. Just say you're ready. Judge is on the Tuesday, right? So here we go. Let's see here, Judge. Bring on camera. Oh, come on. Really? Judge, you have an iPhone too, right? Because I'm trying to bring you on and it's acting quirky. Hold on. Great evening, guys. So we're actually sharing testimonies tonight. So if you want to share a testimony, we're going to try to bring you live. Judge, I'm going to try it again. It's acting kind of crazy. Hold on. Judge, it's acting wacky, so I need you to do me a favor. Dial this number for me, 929-477-2178. More than one way to skin a cat. So I want you to dial in 929-477-2178, and I want you to share with us your testimony. A Facebook Live is not allowing me. I don't know why. It's telling me can't bring you on. It's acting real ugly. But 929-477-2178. And then press option one. But I don't know why I've done that. It did that last week. And I know it can be done because I've done it with another person because I was their guest. So 929-477-2178, press option one. Why don't you share your testimony with us? Like I said, there's nothing too big. There's nothing too small. 929-477-2178, press option one. Unless you want to type all yours in. For those who want to share, and you're like, you don't have to say your name if you want to dial in. But we are sharing testimonies because this is a time of year where so many people, especially if they've lost loved ones, it can be a hard time of year. And so just to hear your testimony and things that, you know, to kind of lighten things for them or, you know, just something to remind them that they have some things to be thankful for, something to remind them that, you know what, that happened for me. Because it may be that I have the same testimony. You never know. I met a lady even at the networking thing on Sunday at the Get on the Mic networking event. And this one lady, she had such a powerful testimony. And I was like, wow. So, okay, let's try it again. Proof. It's saying it's adding you, so let's see if it's going to cooperate. Let's see. It's saying adding, Judge. So let's see. But the lady has touched me. Hey, Judge. How are you? I am great. I am great. Thank you so much for sharing because everybody's trying to be bashful tonight. I don't know why. So share your testimony with us. Okay. Yes. Okay. Judge, I'm telling you, you don't realize how powerful that is because some people are just procrastinators. So that should changing that to a month, man, you can help a lot of people out listening. By the show online, listen by the phone, or they're listening through Facebook, or they'll listen to the recording later. That is a blessing on the show. So thank you for sharing that. Tell us about your show.
Okay, great. So, Monica and I, we come to show every Saturday at
love to come. I'd love to come. So tell them how they can actually follow.
Okay, I missed that last thing you said.
Tell them how they can actually tune in. Okay, great, great. So thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate that. And that right there is huge. So guys, Jerry said, change the word from Stuart to a month. So he said, man, I should exercise. He said, I'm now saying I must exercise. That right there, oh my goodness. Yes. You're welcome. But for those of you who are saying you can't hear on the Facebook Live course, he just said that he's been working on some self things, and Tony Robbins told them one thing that he's utilizing is he changed the word to should and said he must. So no longer will I should do this. I should eat healthy. No, I must eat healthy. He said his was I should exercise. No, I must exercise. So what is it that you're constantly saying? Should do, and change that should to a must. Boy, you just helped us out. You helped me out even with that one. So I love it. Who else wants to share? There is that right there was huge all by itself. So who else wants to share? If you're listening by internet, you got to dial in on 929-477-2178. Or if you have an iPhone or something that will allow, I can bring you live like I just did with Judge, and we can bring you live and you share with us. If you're listening by the phone, you will have to dial 1 for the ready. 929-218-1. What is it? What's your testimony? There's someone whose testimony is similar to yours. It doesn't have to be huge. Whatever it is, what is it that you want to share? Because that right there, I'm telling you, that was big for me. I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, I have so many people reach out to me that are transitioning in life. So that gives the exhortation of encouragement, empowering them. But now that right there helped me to help them because you know, so many people should change this, should do that. No, I must change this. I must do that. So man, I love things that, you know, so many people talk about. They talk about, you know, when 2019 get here, well, this is how it happens, okay? Today is December 4th, 2018. We have 27 more days in this month. There are what is it over the next 27 days? Yes, during the holiday. What is it that you can do immediately to change and start making healthy choices? To get ready for that time, don't want to immediately do cold turkey because if you do, unless you have a real strong willpower, you're gonna fall off the wagon real quick. Like with the workout centers, they have all these people the first month or so, and say by February, March, they're just making money because people aren't committed. So what is it that you can do small now that you can change that to a goal? So is it some journaling that you want to do? Is it researching some things and some areas that you want to go into? What is it that you want to do? Like I said, I talk to a lot of people that are in LA. They're saying empty nesters, maybe new moms and dads. You know, a lot of people in transition reach out to me. That's who I'm called to right now. And lately it's been my win, but I went through one area where it was all I was in. So I'm not one of the people that are just women. I want to see everybody talk to me. So what is it that you can change now and start, yes, we must say that, Nisi, say that. What is it that you can start changing now? Those small things, we must change. Those small things, because you helped us out. So what are those small things that we must change to start making a great impact at the end of 2019? Because it's time for excuses. No more excuses. It's time. We got to get it done. And his show is based out of Atlanta. He is on, you go to facebook.com/love. He's on 4 to 5 p.m. every Saturday. He and his folks, and they do so much fun. So much fun. I mean, they are some fun people to be around. They're on Facebook as well as Instagram. Hey, everybody's joining us. My testimony. But we're also, I'm also pushing you and prepping you for, I'm also pushing you and prepping you for 2020. And I couldn't get it together. Well, I'll prep you for 2019. What is it that you're talking about you want to do, but you can't, well, you know, with 2019, get to do it. No, that's not good enough. Start doing those things now. It is a start making those little subtle changes. Like, okay, let's drink more water. Not I should or I need to. I must. So, get out of the bottle and start something that simple. Or, you know what, you drank 5 cups of coffee, take it down to 3. You know, something, you know, because maybe take it down to 1 cup less, whatever, and just start doing differently. What you can do differently to make it shift. So when 2019 is here, that shift is like bar none. For example, I want to start with life with doing 50 other things. You tend to have cloudiness, it seems like. I went on like a 3 month just meats, vegetables, fresh fruits, nuts, and then I did herbs with maybe honey or straight. But when I tell you it did so much for me, clarity-wise, it did much so much for me, mentally, emotionally, as well as spiritually. It's like, what changes can you make? You don't have to over. I had so many people girl I could help me like that. What is it that you can do to make a shift now so when 2019 gets here, you've already put yourself in a drive mode versus saying I'm still in neutral and I don't even know, you know, I'm contemplating this thing. No, we're not doing that. We're going into the new year with healthy thoughts, healthy habits. It is a must. We got done. So if you have a testimony, if you're listening by internet, 929-477-2178, dial in and press option to listen through blogtalkradio.com or come on Facebook Live with us. Now, if you're on Facebook Live and you want to share our cam, bring your own live system, you can just say me and I'll pull you up and you can share with us. And that was 929-477-2178, option 1, or Facebook Live, say me. Or go ahead and initiate, you know, what you're asking to be on. Do you want to share a testimony? I see you just said amen. Yes, I can bring you on. But what is it that, you know, what is it that, you know, testimony-wise you want to share? Testimony Tuesday. I was sharing with the people who's been with us. This was not my topic tonight. It really wasn't. But the Lord shifted it, and I was like, okay. Tell y'all, I am the host, but it's actually the Lord's show, and I'm just a mouthpiece that He uses in the show. I'm excited about it. So, also for 2019, what are your I must? I want y'all to start writing that down. Judge yourself. I want y'all to start writing down now. What is it that you must do for 2019? What is it? Because this is a part of your testimony. Because it's going into what you're going to be doing. What is your I must statement? You know, you can even type it if you want to share it tonight. If you want to type it in the comments, I must. Well, for me, I'm going to be actually releasing the book I've had on hold. I'm going to be releasing the 21-day mind detox. I'm emotional. It was earlier this year. But I wanted to modify it. So, you know, modifying it is a I will release it 2019. Again, it's a portion of 21-day detox to kind of just shift your mindset, staying clear, staying positive, keeping the naysayers out your ear, keeping them at bay. Because when you're trying to pursue greatness, you can have dimmy dim bodies in your ear. just see everything negatively. She can't see anything positive. No, you can't keep those people on your front row. They got to take a back seat for right now. So as you're entering into 2019, myself more seriously, hey, I love that. I must take me more seriously. I love it. I must continue to stay focused. Hey, love it. What is it that's a must for you? So you guys that are listening by internet, or if you're listening by the radio show through the phone line, these are some of the musts that are being typed in. We had I must take seriously. We had another one, I must continue to stay focused. What is your must statement? Type it in for me. What is your must that you're going into 2019? What is your must? I must what? So I must eat healthy, release the 21-9 detox, because it's going to help so many people. It was a blessing to be able to release it, because I was just actually empowering people out for 21 days on Facebook and Instagram. But as the Lord put it in my heart, it was no longer just empowering people. He said it's going to be a devotional. So then some of the things that I didn't have scriptures to it. And then I had pictures, but then I had pictures like everyday pictures that I found and stuff. So we wouldn't go into copyright infringement of nature. I started using some pictures that I took myself and some pictures I got from other friends. I'm going to be using some for infographics. So things, but every picture I use, only that God created. So what is it that they must do for 2019? As you're shifting into 2019, we're not waiting February 1st to get ready for 2019. We're shifting right now. We're shifting our mindset. We're shifting our mouth, our words. If you shift that word to, like Judge said a moment ago, I must, and stop saying, I think I will, no, I must, I will, shall be. It's all in how you put it into the atmosphere, number one. And it's all in how you put it into your own mindset. And you know something also I learned, guys? I went to this retreat. I happened to be the MC for this retreat 2 months ago. And one of the things I learned from Ms. Natalie Warren, when I tell y'all that's a powerful lady, y'all need to go connect to her too. She's a licensed as a coach, and she said we have 60,000 thoughts that go through our head a day. 60,000 thoughts, and she said 90% of them came today, and 75% of that they're negative. So if you sit and be still and listen to your thoughts, are they positive? Now I want you to put this as your I must statement as well. I must start thinking more positively. I must think positively. I must speak positively. That's a must. If you want to see things change in your life, I dare you to change your speech. I dare you to start being, control your mindset. If you're constantly questioning and doubting yourself, then guess what? People are not going to take you seriously. You're not going to take you seriously. But shift your mindset to I must find all things and know that all things work together for the good. All right. So I just got another one that actually came through a chat. It says, I must trust God. Mindset is key. It is. Nisha. It starts with God. And I think that's why the scriptures say, you know, it's a renewing of the mind. It's a daily task. It's not something that I can do today. Like, okay, it's done tomorrow. No, it's not. It is a daily thing. And so as you're listening to your thoughts, listening to yourself, if everything is negative, you need to go ahead and shut it down and reel it in. And if you have to start doing affirmations, like I wrote a book called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And that book is only an ebook available on Amazon, and it's available on Kindle. But that by $2.99, guys. But that wasn't something I actually planned on writing. But I was meeting so many people that were in transition that I saw that there was a need for that. Actually helping them, it was helping me. So I started speaking those things. So as you're speaking to yourself, I am bold, I'm worthy, I'm priceless, I'm valuable, I'm an expert in what God has called me to do. I am, you know, I'm a necessity. What I have, what I bring to the table, it's like I'm empowering. So what is it that's a must statement for you? And shift your mouth, shift it, shut down the self-talk that's negative. That's another thing that Natalie Warren said. Shut down negative self-talk. She said of yourself talk. And I mean, she goes into like 7 different things. And it was like, wow. You know, you have the overachiever. You have the, it's ridiculous to listen to somebody that actually has been a counselor. Well, she is a current counselor. Fearfully and wonderfully made, yes. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, yes. I am intelligent. I'm smart. I am everything that God created me to be. So what is it that I am that you need to remind yourself of? Those affirmations telling you, it's just like saying, I must. It's serious. It's so weighty. You know, what is it that as we shift into 2019, what is it to implement right now? Don't wait till January 1st. I want you to start making changes as of today, December 24th, 4 p.m. What is it that you can start now? One of the things that you can do, let's be intentional about our thought process. Let's be intentional about our words, what's coming out of this mouth. Intentional about what you allow your ear gate. What is it? What is it that you can do? Listen about going to 2019, it's time to soar and it's time to roar. What do you mean, Aaliyah? This time to soar and it's time to roar. It's time to come that common living and that common rise to the end of who God called you to be in this hour. So just like I called Judge, the young farmer, he's running to the because he said, I heard doing my help and he just tied out. I increase me. How can I empower me? Because if you don't help you, who else is going to help you? And one of the things we do as mothers is we do everything for everybody else and neglect ourselves. I told the Lord a long time ago, I want to be better, not bitter. And so one of the things I'm doing, Miss Natalie Wanda, I was telling you about, she does a boot camp, a 6-week boot camp that I'm a part of. We're in week 3. Yeah, we're in week 3, getting ready to go into week 4. And I'm telling you, it takes you back to where are you, your thought process. Many of us are still in yesterday. And so we were at this retreat, guys. She had a stand-up, and she said, look around. Now, things that you can see. Now, what 3 things can you hear? What 3 things can you taste? She said, the reason I'm having you do this exercise, because so many people are either yesterday or they're thinking about tomorrow. They lose on their now. So it's time for us to start living in the now. And so as we're preparing for 2019, we're shifting now. Shifting our thought process, shifting our mindset, shifting our words, shifting who we allow in our ears. Because I'm telling you, negative Nelly no longer going to be my friend. You hear me? I don't have a friend named Nelly, but I'm just saying. Those negative people, the naysayers, keep them out of your ear. Limit your conversation with them because they can take you down. Hey, we got a caller from the show. So, you are live on Friday and Star with Aaliyah and the listeners on Facebook Live. Who do we have tonight? Barbie. You're live, 8516? Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Yes, and Star, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, great evening to you. You wanted to share?
Hi there. Yes, I was calling to share that for the year, for the 2019 year,
yes.
I've made up my mind and I've decided to follow God all the way.
Amen.
No more, no half-stepping, no doubting. And also within that is trusting God.
Okay.
And transforming my mind to think the way that the Bible tells us that God wants, the way the world wants us to think.
Okay. Okay.
So that's
I love
my,
it.
That's my I will for 2019.
Yes, yes. And you're starting when?
Right now.
You're starting right now. That's what I'm talking about now. And if you know Spanish, now it's ahora. So we're starting now. We're starting ahora now. So thank you so much for sharing with us. So for those of you who were listening by internet or Facebook Live, what she said, she's not going to allow fear. doubt or anything to enter her mind. She's controlling her mindset, and she's trusting God, and she's moving forth in the things that she knows that he's calling her to. So she was like, and I asked her when she started. She said, I'm starting now. That's the thing. So it's time for you to walk in that life of victory that you've been called to. It's time to make it happen. It's time to get it done. No more excuses. No more procrastination. And no more hesitation. No more doubting yourself. Because there is so much on the inside of you that you don't even realize is there. I know I was somewhere, and as I was talking, everybody got and they started listening. And I was like, whoa. So, and this was before I started doing the show. It's like right before I started doing the show. And one of my friends told me, she said, do you not realize that people listen to you, they actually be quiet and listen to you? I never noticed it until that day. She brought it to attention, and then that day. So there are some gifts on the inside of you that has been unlocked, but you got to see it. And a lot of times other people see it before you do. So what is it that you got to do? As Judge told us, you got to put a must, or you got to put that thing into the forefront of your mind, start speaking it, start walking in it. It's time to do it. What is your I must? What is your I will? What is it that you shall do for 2019 that you're starting on today, December 4th, doing to make that change a very simple change for you? Because as you're transitioning to 2019, if you're already implementing some of these things, it's going to be like you're already doing it, second nature, because you're doing it. So what is it that you want to do? What's your I must statement? What is your I will statement? I shall is not up for negotiation. So failure is not an option, okay? I want you to remember that. Failure is not an option. I want you to get rid of the doubt, get rid of the negativity, get rid of the delay, because, you know, many times we have the excuses that delay us, so get rid of the delay, and it's time to work every fruitful thing, every positive thing. If you need to put some affirmations into your spirit, go out and look affirmations and declarations, or you can get on fire to inspire. I got pieces in here. I'm going to do one for you guys real quick. This one's called Pregnant with Purpose. So this is a very short piece, but I want you to listen to it, because many of you are pregnant with purpose and you're just sitting on it. So listen to this. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now due? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It's your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion. And that one, that piece is on fire and inspire. And that is, so the book is available, ebook is available as paperback, is available as an audio CD as well. But what is it that you've been burning with for far too long? It's time for you to birth this baby. Somebody's waiting on you. Somebody's waiting for you to get them out. So what is it that you've been walking around with? And you know it's time. It's time for you to just say, just let it go and do it. And then one of the things that the Lord gave me in this book, y'all, is a piece called When Will You Answer His Call? This one, he had me write for others. But at the time, I was writing it for myself. And this was called, when will you answer this call? Listen to this. He's calling you. Will you answer? Will you let the line ring and check your call ID? He's been calling you for quite some time. When will you answer? Why won't you answer? He has great gifts and works inside of you that he wants to bring out. In order for him to do his work, you must first answer his call. Don't try to fix it yourself. He wants you just as you are. He's going to take you from torn and broken into victorious and powerful. So that's why right now we got to start shifting that mindset and the way that we're talking and do it. As I tell, because I talk to teenagers and stuff all the time, and I say it's just time to do the darn thing. So it's time for us to stop being fearful. That's the biggest thing. Many times we don't do things because we doubt ourselves. It's time for you to understand that there's greatness on the inside of you. You are great. And start loving yourself enough to trust yourself and walk out the greatness that's on the inside of you. If nobody told you today, guess what? I love you. You are great. You're wonderful. You're powerful. And you're worthy. Well, do we have anybody else want to share on the internet? 929-477-2178. Press 1 if you are wanting to share. If you're on Facebook Live and you want to share, say me or click the option to bring you on camera. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and wrap up for the night. But I have enjoyed each and every one of you. This has been fun. It was Testimony Tuesday. And the topic, y'all want to tell you that wasn't the topic. It wasn't. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. So if you don't have anybody else to share tonight, remember that it's time for us to make those changes now. It is a must. It's no more delay, no more excuses. It's time out for all that. It's time to walk in that greatness that you already are. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire Inspired. Love you guys very much, and I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.